This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, March 15th. Well, the cattle market shows some positive signs on Wednesday from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Todd Horwitz.
We think what we're seeing right now is a bottoming pattern. We've had some very whippy days over the last couple of weeks, and we keep trying to test the low, but what I really see here is that the inability to take out the low shows me that we're making a bottoming pattern. What I think you want to look for here is an opportunity to buy. I think the only concern that I really have in this market is what we would call the backwardation. When we go out to June and August, we've got lower prices, which is typically the case for this time of year anyways, but we're starting to see that kind of come in a little bit, so I think that's starting to show a little bit of a bullish target as well. So what we're looking for here is to be a buyer around the 120 to 121 level in the live cattle basis April right now, because we think that there's a very good chance that we're going to at least test, if not take out, the highs of recent history.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday up 10 and a quarter at 495 and three quarters. March corn was down 2 at 384 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for March ended the day unchanged, ranging from 540 to 568. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for March were up 4.5, ranging from 654 and three quarters to 679 and three quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for March were down 3 and three quarters, ranging from 736 and three quarters to 756 and three quarters. Live cattle for April were up $1.10 at 123.12 and a half. March feeder cattle were up 50 cents at 142.10. And March class 3 milk was up 4 cents at 14.24. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.